Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome to an episode of the Failure's Knowledge podcast. And this episode, in this stream, in this live, we are going to be talking about how to improve, how to improve your podcast. Your podcast can be improved. What I just discovered today, in fact, is that everything that you do, it has to go around the guests and whoever you are interviewing, communicating with, and thinking about. Your podcast isn't growing because you're not caring for your guests. And I come across this a lot of times as I'm speaking with different people, different podcast hosts, and different people who has a different platform. And what I try to understand is that it's not just about the question or the conversation part of it. It's really everything that happens after it. And for me to really understand this, because I'm on my fifth attempt of trying to grow a podcast business within the next 90 days. I'm on day number 36. It was so difficult for me to understand how to help leaders launch their podcast with confidence, how to have a podcast business, and what essentially I was really focused on growing. But it took me the trial, the error, the failed attempts, the attempts that didn't go good, the attempts that went well, the attempts that I learned a lot from helped me understand the importance of podcasting. The importance of podcasting is really focusing on your guests. Your guest has a story. Your guest would like to share their story. And when they come onto your platform, when they come onto your podcast has to create the environment, has to create the space, has to create the opportunity for someone to actually share themselves, to share their experience, to share what they have been through while discovering the lessons that they have experienced. It's not the fact that no one has experienced the lesson. It's more so that when you start to answer the questions about your journey, your guest's journey is so unique because they start to express the failures that they have experienced. Your failures is your greatest asset, because your greatest asset is going to make you different. It's going to make you better. It's going to help you grow. It's something that you have to learn to work with rather than against. So how to improve your podcast is that you have to focus on your guests. And as you're focusing on your guests, you have to create this environment so where they can continue to share and open up and talk about their journey that they have went through. So if this is your first time here, make sure you click that follow button, click that subscribe, because we're talking everything about podcasting. There are so many different things that's going on throughout the creator company. One thing that will be here forever is the podcast space. Recently I was doing research on I saw this post, guy named Neil. He's a streamer. Shout out to Neil. I don't know who he is, though. But I saw a couple videos about him. And he was talking to a movie director. And the movie director said that people in Hollywood don't have as much motion as people who are streaming or who has a podcast or who has who are in the content creator space. And when he said that, I'm like, huh, that's crazy. Like, how is it the people who are in films and movies and, oh my God, I just thought of something, who are in films and movies don't have the amount of impact like streamers, podcasts, content creators. So I started to do some research, and I started to notice that even though they are getting paid a lot, they are missing the important factor, which is the community aspect of it. And when I put in ChatGPT, ChatGPT gave me the breakdown of it, and I was curious behind. I'm like, why is this important? Why, even though these film industry guys are making so much money, how come not a lot of people are following their journey? Oh, it's their journey that they miss. I recently just discovered this as I'm speaking about this. People follow people that they can connect with, and the people who are in the film industry, they can't connect with them unless they are on a movie or unless they are playing a part. But it's really understanding that people connects with people. When you make your podcast different, when you improve your podcast has to focus on the people. That make a lot of sense. And the reason why it has to focus on the people is because the people is what'll make your podcast better. Many times it's really understanding that when you focus on your people, when you focus on the people that's going to listen to it, when you focus on your audience starts to like you. And I often say that you have to be recording everything that you do because you never know when you're going to need it. Shout out to Starting With The Dream documentary, because this is my documentary that I produced, I edited, and I put together with the help of everyone who was in it. I appreciate y'all. Nonetheless, but as I put together this film came from half a decade. In fact, my entire life, when I started to understand that people connects with people because they can see the journey behind their success becomes irrelevant because the journey is more important than anything. People who are filmmakers, they already have the success, but what about the failures? What about the journeys? What about the moments when you didn't understand what you was doing? Shout out to my brother Dre from Little Rock, Arkansas. I did a podcast with him, and he's an actor. And when he was expressing to me about the importance of acting, the importance of practicing, and the importance of improving your craft, I'm like, man, that's an interesting field to be in, because you have to be really committed to developing this character. You have to be really committed to learning this character. You have to be really committed to learning the story that goes on with this character. In addition to that, when I really start to understand, it's not just about the film industry. It's about when you have a podcast and you're trying to improve your podcast, you have to focus on the person who's going to listen to this podcast. You have to focus on the person who's going to come on to this podcast. You have to be the one that creates the space for this opportunity to exist. People connect with people, and until people learn people's journey, stories, and their failures, there's no connection. And I tell you, I give you a promise up, but hold on. See, as I was expressing this, I was like, oh, wait, I forgot that I worked at the movie theater. Let me tell you something. This right here is so important because you got your chairs right here. Forgive my drawing. I ain't the best drawer, okay? So we ain't gonna talk about my drawing. You got the chairs right here. I ain't gonna do too many of them. There we go. Let's just say this is the audio tutorial. Let's just say this is the auditorium. Let's just say that's the auditorium. However you pronounce it, it's where the people sit down at and they watching the film. So when I used to work at the movie theater, and Hold on. They're called pre-checks. So you have to go into the theater and check the doors, check the exit, make sure everything is closed and secured. And no one that was in the audience brought the people in. But before we did that, we have to serve the customers. The customers is coming in there to watch a specific film, a specific movie. I vividly remember when Star Wars came out. I'm not a big Star Wars fan. In fact, I have never been a Star Wars fan. Mine is the Lego game. The Lego game was pretty dope. I digress. When the movie came out, it was the busiest that we have ever been, because the community was there to watch this film. The community was there to support these characters. The community was committed to the journey. And I didn't recognize the importance behind this, but when someone is committed to your journey, they will do and be everywhere that you are at. You see, when I was working at the movie theater, I didn't recognize I was learning the importance of customer service. I didn't know. I didn't recognize I was learning the importance of entertainment. I didn't recognize that even though that there's a separation for people who are in the film industry versus someone who is in a podcast industry, it's the connection that makes a difference. You can connect with your audience at a faster rate if you have a podcast, if you're consistent, if you're constantly improving, because those who listen to you, those will be connected with you. As those who are connected with you, they will see your impact. They will see your difference. They will see what you bring to the table. And so as I was working at the movie theater taught me that it's not just about this film. Well, someone has to come watch this film. Someone has to pay the movie to come enjoy the film. Someone has to put the film together. And I tell you this, the people who are the directors of the films, the people who are playing the characters, the people who have a large following, correction, who had a large following back in the day, was that the connection was not there, but it didn't need to be, because the people was invested into the stories. The people were invested into the stories. And so when we go do our checks and we go and walking through the auditorium, because the way I spelled it. As we're walking through, I get a glimpse of what the story is about. I get like a little peek, and it's actually pretty good. And as I go to the next theater, I stop and watch a little bit of the film. But the little bit that I'm watching does not give me the full story. You see, when you have your own podcast, let me bring the notes back up. Make sure you got your pen and paper, because this is something that's mind-blowing. How to improve your podcast, you have to have someone listening to your podcast. You have to focus on the person who will eventually listen to your platform. It's not the fact that people are not listening. Hold on. It's not the fact that people are not listening. It's more so that you're not patient enough for people to start listening. You see, hold on, I can give you a prime example, okay? I put together a film, and it's called Starting with the Dream Documentary. And when I put this film together, one, I had a lot of footage. I had a lot of film. I had a lot of videos. I had a lot of podcast episodes. In addition to that, I was like, all right, cool. This is what I'm going to do. This is the game plan. What I'm going to do to put this documentary together is that I'm going to have people inside of it, right? And when I have people inside of it, I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to curate the question. I'm going to create the space for them to express about who I am and the journey that I've been on and what they have been seeing. And so I put together the plan. And when I put the plan together, I was like, all right, so now I got to reach out to people. So, of course, first people I asked was my mama and my two brothers. I'm a twin and my older brother. They agreed. I was like, yeah, we'll do it. All right, cool. Then I asked my childhood friends who I went to school and played football with. And I was like, yeah, we'll do it. Then I asked my mentors who I was in the business program with. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And then I asked the mentor who I was in the Marine Corps with, asked me if he'd do it. He said, yeah, I'll do it. But see, here's the thing. To put that together, you have to have a plan beforehand. I knew I wanted a documentary, but since it was about me, I needed to do the work. I needed to share the story. I needed to like curate it and bring everyone together. And I tell you, for those of you who have not seen the documentary, that documentary is one of my best work, because it's my journey. It's my story. It's something that I worked towards. And when it came together, I learned the importance of storytelling. These films that's out there, and for those of you that's just recently joined us, I referenced that there's a guy named Neon, and he proceeded to explain like the importance of like, well, he didn't, but the director in Hollywood that was like, a lot of big stars are not like y'all. He named a lot of streamers, three streamers precisely. And when I started, when I asked ChatGPT for a deeper meaning behind it, and it gave me like a breakdown of it, and I'm reading, I'm learning, I'm listening, I'm watching. As I'm creating this episode, I started to understand that people are not connected to the people who have a big budget in their film, because there's no connection. There's no connection. I saw an ad for Spider-Man, for the first Spider-Man, and he's, I guess, in 2026, they're coming out with another one. it works because I'm a fan. I'm a fan. I've been watching Spider-Man for a long time. With great power comes great responsibility. Shout out to Uncle Ben. I digress. But they have they I saw the ad and it was for Spider-Man, and it was a nice ad. It was a nice advertisement, say that. But then when I really think about it, I'm like, what's the story of the person that's playing Spider-Man? What's his journey? What was it like to actually even audition and try to get the role? And but what I'm seeing is the success. Man, I'm trying to figure out what you've been through. I'm trying to figure out what it took for you to get here. I'm trying to figure out before you became Spider-Man, who was this character? Like, who were you? That's the thing that separates the podcasting industry, the podcasting space, when you launch your podcast with confidence, is that you're able to build your connection with your audience. There's a stat to say 80, I think it was from Buzzsprout or Podbean or some, I forgot the article. And it said 80% of listeners who listen to podcasts finish the episode. So you mean to tell me people are listening to podcast episodes from start to finish? You're meaning to tell me that people like the content that's inside of the podcast episodes and they like it so much that they stay towards the end. When you improve your podcast, I started to recognize this today, is that it's not just about improving the small details. It's improving every detail. At some point, you have to improve every detail that goes into the podcast because the podcast is what matters. Okay. Bring it back. All right. So you got the auditorium and you have people that's in the audience. I'm gonna say audience. God dog. Jeez Louise, audience. So audience are people watching. Oh, and shout out to Sinners, the movie Sinners. I got inspired when I watched that movie because it was based off of Memphis, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. Memphis and Little Rock, Arkansas is like next door to each other. And when I saw it, I was like, man, for one, I'm inspired by this. For two, let me go ahead and put my story together. Because that's essentially what it is. It's storytelling. Three, this is something that I didn't recognize I was doing, but I did it. I was creating a story around my story. Okay. So when you have an audience, before you even get an audience, before you even get an audience, you have to have a plan to execute. You have to have a blueprint for your episode. You have to have a structure of how the conversation is going to go. You have to understand what you're presenting. Shout out to my wife because she often say, you got to focus on value. You got to focus on value. I'm like, I thought I was already providing value. But she was like, no, you have to focus on providing information. Value that will be transformational. Not just informational, but transformational. Here's the difference. Transformational makes you think differently. Informational helps you gain a lot of information. Combined, you have value. Okay. So before the audience, you have to have a plan of what this film is going to consist of. And this right here, I'm going to put my film starting with a dream. It's on YouTube for those of you who want to watch. Documentary. And before anyone watched the video, watched the film, before my YouTube channel got deleted or my old one got deleted, I had a plan in place. Okay, what is the name of this film going to be? What is it? What is the purpose behind it? Shout out to Sean from Little Rock, Arkansas. He has a production company. And he let me come on to his podcast once. And when I met him, he was already directing movies. And so I proceeded to ask him, I say, man, like, what it take to, you know, put together a documentary or put together a film? And the steps that he gave me was so simple. I was like, one day I'm going to do this. Fast forward, when I started to work on it, I remembered what he shared with me. And what he shared with me is that you have to identify the subject that you are focusing on. Who is that? Where are they from? What they do? And why is that important? In fact, I just thought about my uncle in Little Rock, Arkansas. Shout out to C. James Humphrey. I did a podcast with him about his journey. And, oh, I forgot all about that. Oh, that's crazy. He did a film. It was called Nice Guys Finish Last. So for those of you who haven't watched it, go and watch that film. It was pretty good because it was based off in Little Rock, Arkansas. Until you have a plan behind what the film is going to be about, what the story is going to consist of, then there's no way to tell it. Same thing with the podcast. To improve your podcast, if there's no plan for your guests, if there's no structure for your guests, if there's no blueprint for your guests, there will be no story. There will be no engaging story. There will be nothing that people would like to learn from or then say, I resonate with this person because this person is similar to me. Or they say, I feel seen. People can only feel seen if you are providing value. To improve your podcast, you have to identify the value that you are bringing. The value that I wanted to bring for this particular episode on the Failures Knowledge Podcast is that I wanted to talk about the importance of connection, the importance of storytelling, the importance of transformation. You cannot transform if you haven't gained a new perspective. You cannot gain the information if you don't know what you are looking for. You can't know what you're looking for if you have yet to identify the plan. The plan is what matters. And the Bible says, without vision, people will perish. And if you don't have a vision for people to go to, people will not go anywhere. I'm going to finish learning that scripture. But it's really just understanding, like, you have a process behind your podcast, and to improve it, you have to focus on the audience. What is the audience going to think of this? What are they currently thinking about? And how can this episode help them? When you have a film, when you have an audience, when you have an auditorium, you have to really plan ahead, because you planning ahead is you helping your audience, is you encouraging your audience, is you inspiring your audience. But your audience can't be inspired if you not the one encouraging them, if you not the one educating them, if you are not the one that's transforming their thought process. The thought process is so important, because improvement, here's the thing that I discovered today, is that improvement is something that takes a whole bunch of time. And the time that comes from that, 12, 3, 6, 9, improvement, it takes time. There's 24 hours in a day. Let me change the page. 168 hours per week. Let's just say that. So I'm gonna stop at days and week. The reason why it take a lot of time for you to improve your podcast is because you're not putting 168 hours in your podcast per week. But what if you just start with 10 minutes? I heard this from Jesse, and I forgot his last name. But he proceeded to say, if you invest 10 minutes And to learning a skill, you will be better than a lot of people who have never started. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Hold on. I just thought of something. Hold on. This makes sense. Hold on. Hold on. It was really just emphasizing like the importance of like the time that it takes a lot of time to improve. Oh, that's what I'm about to say. People don't put the time into their podcast because they think their podcast is good enough. I'm always trying to find ways to improve my podcast so that way the experience can be unique for every guest that's coming on. And when I discovered that I'm creating a process to follow, I'm not overwhelmed anymore. I'm not discouraged anymore. I'm not just trying to figure it out. When I have figured it out, now I'm just following the steps. You see, hold on. When you got time into your podcast, when you got time equals execution. When you put time into your podcast and you prove over every episode that you're doing, eventually it will get better because it will be multiplied a lot more. It will be multiplied a lot more. Let me know in the chat where you're chiming in from and let me know what you're thinking so far. It's really just understanding that your message has power. Your story has power. Your voice has encouragement. You never know who's the person who's listening to you, the person who's learning from you, the person who just want to be connected with you. You never know what you're going to say to make a difference. Yet when you make a difference, you're understanding that the difference that you're making is that you're transforming this person's thought process. If it was easy, everybody will be doing it. But since it's not, people want to be perfect. When I started my journey half a decade ago, I started not with a fancy microphone, not with a fancy camera, not with no fancy lights. I started with my phone. And on my phone, my tripod wasn't even big enough. I wasn't even tall enough to even look me directly in the eyes. But I knew if I wanted to get better, I needed to start where I was at. And what I was going to say earlier is that I'm listening to this book, and it's called The Kingdom Man. And he recently referenced that a lot of people want to be perfect and they never start doing their journey. And he in the book, he proceeded to say that he started with a small group of people and he was preaching to them, and then as he was preaching to them, he preached to jails, he preached to different locations. He was focused on just starting, and when he said that, it just made sense now, is that he was starting because he wasn't waiting for perfection. To improve your podcast, you have to start with where you are at. Many times, people get the fancy equipment. As I come across a lot of entrepreneurs, leaders who want to launch their podcast with confidence, they launch their podcast, they get the equipment, they get the fancy studio, they get the fancy place, but yet they do not know how to use the equipment that they have. In reality, based off learning and having different conversations with a lot of different leaders, it's not that they don't know what they're doing, it's that they don't know what value that they are bringing. They don't know how to help their audience. They're not focusing on their audience. They're only focused on looking perfect. Let me tell you something about perfection. If you're a perfectionist, you will always be perfect. Hold on. Let me get it right. If you're a perfectionist, you will never start because everything has to be perfect. But here's the thing about perfection. Perfection comes from comparing yourself to the next person when the next person might have been doing what you're trying to do a little bit longer. Comparison is the thief of joy because you never know how far you're going to get until you start where you are at with what you have, with why, with the location that you are at. Reason being, because you never know where you're going to be when time passes by. You never know what you're going to discover when time passes you by. You never know what you're going to learn as time passes you by. Your podcast is the evolution of yourself. You evolve, your podcast evolves, your conversation evolves. When you start to evolve, you are growing, and the impact that you're looking to make, it will become evident. It will happen. Did I say that right? It would happen evidently. Why? Because the plan that you have in place, you're acting on that plan. Many people say, I want to be perfect. Many people say, I don't have the fancy studio. Many people say, I don't have the fancy camera nor microphone. And until you start with what you have, the fancy would never come, because perfectionist is stopping you from learning the process. Growth only comes when one is embarrassed. Growth only comes when one is willing to learn. Growth only comes when one is willing to start. You see, to improve your podcast, you got to launch your podcast. You got to record your first episode and upload it. And then you got to listen to it. And then when you listen to it, you got to be okay with adjusting and pivoting and changing. And then you record your next episode. And then you publish your next episode. You see, perfection stops a lot of people from trying, because a lot of people are afraid of failure. In fact, they're afraid of embarrassment. They don't want to be embarrassed. Embarrassed by what? Your own self-doubt. I doubted myself a long time ago when I was a young kid. And I've never been a good test taker. I've never been one that's been great at taking tests. I've always been bad. I remember being a young kid, maybe like 4 or 5. And we got our report cards, and I was afraid to tell my mama. I had B, C, B, C was all right, C was all right, B, D, A. I had 1A. Not a good schooler. I had 1A. But that D, the D that was in the grade, that sounded weird. I told my mama that I had a D in class, and she say, why? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I guess I didn't do the work. I'm just playing. I was trying to figure out how to explain why I had a D in class, because this D in class was horrible. Then she asked about the C's and B's and why not a lot of A's. But as I got older, the only thing that shifted was the way I processed information. It's not the fact that the information was overwhelming. It's just I'm a slow learner. I don't learn as fast as the other kids. I've never been a fast learner. Never. To this day, I'm still a slow learner. I'm a high rep guy. My coach in high school would say, Hump, you a high rep guy. High rep guy means that it takes you a long time to understand what you are doing. And when I started to understand that it takes time, it goes back to the previous example, is that when the time that you have 24 hours, but the time that you're putting into your podcast, you're improving. You can't improve if you don't start. You see, the more time that you put into your podcast, the more development you will have. The more skills you will learn, the more information you will gain. But until you start launching your podcast with confidence, you're stopping yourself. You're limiting yourself. You're not becoming who you know you can become. You see, we help leaders launch their podcast with confidence, going from point A to point B. What is point A and point B? Point A is not having a podcast. Point B is having a podcast with confidence. What's the difference? The confidence part. So if you're struggling to launch your podcast with confidence, click the link down below, because it'll say failuresknowledge.com/webinar1, and sign up for the podcast webinar to learn how to launch your podcast with confidence in the following 90 minutes, or in the next 90 minutes. You don't grow until you develop yourself. Time is of the essence. I remember I was doing this podcast and I was late. Like I was like maybe 10, 15 minutes late. And when I got on, I was like, my apologies for the delay. I didn't pay attention to the time. And then the response that I got was that time is of the essence. And if you, what is it called? If you know podcasts. Dang, I forgot it. Dang, it was a good one. Anywho, when she said that, I was like, what does that even mean? She was like, time is an illusion. And we not really focusing on the time that we have. Or we're not aware of it. In other words, time is going to consistently move. And as it's moving, in order for it to become reality, we have to stop thinking that time does not matter. Time matters. And the more time you invest into your podcast, the more improvement you will develop. The more improvement you will have. Why? Because it starts with you. And for it to start with you, you have to be willing to start. How to improve your podcast is that you stop delaying your podcast. You stop procrastinating for your podcast. You stop saying, today ain't the right time. Today ain't the right moment. Today is not the right time to start, so I'm going to start tomorrow. So how many times do you need to say, I'm going to start tomorrow. I'm going to start tomorrow. I'm going to start tomorrow and not start anything? You see, starting something starts with a decision. Before you improve something, you have to be okay with starting with nothing. Starting with the dream documentary was something that came from nothing. Before the documentary got published and finished and uploaded, it was a thought in my mind. And I'm like, what if this podcast or this documentary is not good? What if no one ever watches? What if I don't get any feedback from it? I doubted myself because of the amount of work, the amount of time, the amount of effort that goes into putting a film together. But I didn't know that it took a lot of time. I knew about the editing part, but the editing part, oh, whoo, it was a lot. But here's the secret. That documentary came together, started with the dream documentary, came together because of a podcast. Because of a podcast that I was podcasting for a half a decade, and I was like, what if I do a documentary? I want to know what the journey would consist of. I want to know the failures that someone experienced. I would like to know that. And so for me to know that, I had to be willing to start with a dream. So if you haven't watched that documentary, go on YouTube and type in Starting with the Dream documentary and let me know your thoughts behind it, because so much work went into it. You don't know where you're going to be until you are able to start with nothing. Excuse me. You don't know where you're going to go unless you start with your dream and take one action. One action count, one action multiplies, one action makes a difference. I remember in school, I don't know if it was middle school or high school, we had these little multiplication charts. There we go. We had these little multiplication charts, right? And Hold on. Okay, hold on. I'm just going to start over. Okay. So we had these multiplication charts. And I'm going to go all the way up to 10. All right. One. God, no. Jesus Louise did the same thing. Okay. I'm starting over. Okay. So one time. God. Bro, what's going on? That's division, man. All right, there we go. One times one. Dang, that's supposed to be two. Okay, bro. Hold on. Let's get this right. Slow down. All right. I'm going to erase it and I'm going to start over. Okay. 1 times 1. Okay. 1 times 2. Okay. 1 times 3. 1 times 4. Bro, that look like 1 divide. That looks so confusing. What am I trying to say? Okay. I know how to do it now. Okay. 1 times 1 equals 1. Okay, hold on. 1 times 1 equals 1. 1 times 2 equals 2. There we go. 3 equals 3. 1 times 4 equals 4. I'm going up to 5 equals 5. Okay. So here's the thing. With multiplication, it multiplies. So let's just say you have 1 is 1 podcast. Let's use that example. 1 is 1 podcast. And this right here are listeners. Okay. Our listeners. So the reason why I stopped at 5 is because 1 times 1 equals 1. So that means if you record your first podcast episode and get 1 listener, you have produced 1 podcast episode. If you record 1 podcast and get 2 listeners, that means 2 people are listening to you. Okay. If you record another podcast, now we're at podcast number 3. 90% of podcasts will stop at episode number 3. But if you get to podcast episode number 3 and have 3 listeners, that means you're growing. Okay. If you have 1 podcast and 4 people start to listen, that means that 4 has increased from 1. Okay. If you have 1 podcast episode and 5 people are listening, that means that 5 have increased from 1. Where am I getting at? In the simplest terms, when you launch your podcast with confidence, your podcast is multiplying your growth. Every episode should be better than the last episode because of your information that you have, of your transformation that you went through, and your discovery of self. It should be different than your first episode because your first episode is the gateway to your 5th episode. 10% of podcasters have podcast episodes after episode number 20. So the more episodes you produce, the more your audience grows. Improvement comes from consistency, but to be confident in what you're improving, you have to focus on the next episode rather than the last episode. There are so many people who stop because life get the life in and you get overwhelmed. Or when I stopped, I got overwhelmed. Life was happening. I'm trying to do everything, trying to figure out everything. And yet the growth that I didn't pay attention to came from me posting, publishing, producing podcast after podcast after podcast. Because the difference comes from the commitment. If you are committed to your journey, the journey that you are going through, you will eventually improve your podcast. The difference comes from you understanding that growth takes time. That improvement comes with the time that you are focused on. And then as you see the difference, as you see the improvement, as you see the growth, you start to say, I'm transforming. I can transform you. You just improving, because when you improve, you start to transform how people are going to improve. But it starts with you. But just because it starts with you, it doesn't end with you. What happens is that it's a multiplication from you. That's when I put in ChatGPT. I'm reading. I'm going to the sources. I'm going to the citations. I'm like, ooh, this is good. The people who have a connection with their audience are the ones that's winning, because the ones that's winning are connected to their audience. Me working at the movie theater was the greatest thing I ever learned, because I was able to watch so many different movies, experience so many different people. And yet at the same time, I missed the most important part of working in the movie theater. The story behind the impact, the story behind the journey, the story behind one's growth. To improve your podcast, you have to understand that it takes time. But as it's taking time, you have to go through the time to discover your podcast, because your audience is what matters. I'm starting to really pay attention to my audience and what's working, what's not working, and constantly improve so I can be better, so I can grow, so I can have a better podcast, so I can create a better experience for my guests, for my customers, for people that I'm looking to help. So that way, like, the time that we have is more execution, it's more work. And the more work we eventually pay off, but the more you do the work, it will pay off for sure, until you are able to do it on a consistent basis and see the results. Is going to really bring life to you. So in conclusion, to improve your podcast, you have to have a plan before your audience or before anyone starts listening to you. The plan has to be established. The plan has to be executed. And the plan has to be worked on every single day. Because if you're not working that plan is going to waste, because you're not improving your podcast. Your podcast only gets improved when you focus on the next episode. And if you're a leader who's struggling to launch your podcast, and you always dreamed of launching your podcast with confidence, click the description below so that way you can join the podcast training and learn from point A to point B. What is point A to point B? Point A is not having a podcast. Point B is having a podcast with confidence. And let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on how to improve your podcast and the importance behind it. And I would love to read, love to interact with it. Lastly, make sure you hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button, because I want you to be a part of the community. I want to transform the way you're thinking. I want to transform the way you are doing. I want to transform your thought process so you can learn how to turn your setbacks into success. Until next time, click this video right here, and I'll see y'all next time.
Let's go.